Meanwhile, the Great Consolidated Popular Party, GCPP, has given the Electoral Commission a three-day ultimatum to rescind its decision to disqualify the party from the presidential race. At a media briefing yesterday in Accra, the leader of the party, Dr. Henry Latte, said even though his forms contained some errors, the EC could have given them the opportunity to effect the necessary corrections. Justice Amethepe reports.
The Great Consolidated Popular Party, GCPP, was among a number of political parties and individuals who were disqualified by the EC from contesting the presidential election in December. The EC said the disqualified candidates had made errors in relation to the nomination forms. Dr. Henry Herbert Latte attributed errors which led to disqualification to the huge volume of nomination forms provided.
Why they were right was about the dates. The dates were not there. They should have allowed us to amend the date. How long would it take to amend this date? They did not call us to amend the date. This is because you are signing 420 pages. It's easy to miss. But it can be amended. And the rules allow us to amend it. They should have called us to amend it. They did not do it. There was a small problem, though. To finish the whole form, in my anxiety to answer, I answered Mr. Amike's point. All we have to do is change. How long would it take to change that? Not even 1 minute. They did not call us. I have a very capable lawyer. If they don't do it, we'll take them to court and be embarrassed. Asking the Electoral Commission to do the honorable job and put us back on the ballot.
His solicitor, lawyer Maurice Ampau, said the EC's stance to exclude his client from the presidential race is not healthy for Ghana's democracy. He therefore appealed to the EC to reconsider each decision and include the party in the presidential race.
Before immunity, recall all the candidates and those who have a genuine case of amending, let them amend. Failure to correct this genuine mistake, the consequences between us and the country, the nation stands to lose, if not 1,000 presidential aspirants. It also defeats the Ghana democracy. The more the candidates, the better for the nation. So we are giving you that up to Monday. Failure to do so, we have no option than to go to court.
You heard a legal practitioner, Maurice Ampau, ending that report by Justice Amethepe.